Thank you so much for joining my podcast today. It's Anthony Thomas, Thomas Media Group. Today, we're going to be talking about the phone. I'll do a review on the Galaxy S9 Plus, what I like about it, what I don't like about it. Apparently, right now, you're still unable to call that number on the screen. And they're saying that apps in the phone are keeping the phone from getting outside calls. Me and Tim Cook went over that once before. How could he be having apps in his store that are working one week and they don't work the next week? Sometimes the updates come through and you lose about 15 apps that didn't get updated. Maybe they'll get updated in a couple of days, week, month. I feel like when I buy apps in the App Store, they ought to give us everything that, you know, be provided for security for the phone. If the apps in the App Store are compromising the telephone, that doesn't leave much choice other than to wipe the phone clean. And now they're saying data factory reset. So we'll be dealing with that. I've done that so many times with this phone, it just becomes a large waste of time. But we will go ahead and do what they call for factory data reset. We're going to try to do that probably tonight. Can't say exactly what time. I'm still working with the apps in the phone to create things and make photographs and still go live. Some of the apps that were in question for this Android was screen recording apps are very difficult to keep up with, and some other apps like dating apps or live apps are very difficult to tie down because of the nature of the app, the location of your location, and the notifications in the app to let you know someone else has either liked you on the app or has read what you had to say or commented on the app. So I'm hoping that brings everything to a head, and if we find that the phone is starting to work or trying to work or working with the apps all taken out, we'll have to look into a different type of phone to, like I said, there's no apps in it, and then we'll have to get a gaming device and then get an old-time flip phone. As far as I'm concerned, back to the Stone Age, but that's a whole nother story, the electronic Stone Age. So I'm hoping to get that wiped clean later this evening. Right now it's like 6:30. I'm hoping maybe 8 o'clock we'll get the phone wiped clean. And they told us to slowly put the apps back in to see which ones are compromising the phone. Now I have no way of telling which ones are compromising the phone. I was able to do so with the iPhone. I found the Uber app in there causing my phone problems. That was a pretty unusual way I found that, but I'm glad I was able to help with that. On this Android, I'm kind of new at this Android stuff, and apparently their store is compromised somehow to keeping the phone from having and using all of its functions from apps in the store that appear to be malicious in nature, pop-up, virus, compatible, and other things. So hopefully we can start getting phone calls around 8 o'clock or so. Thank you so much. Have a good day. And there'll be another podcast soon. Thank you for joining. Have a good day. Bye-bye.